Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Leo Haviland is our guest. LeoHaviland.com is his website. Words on the Street is his outstanding book. I encourage you to check it out. Leo, thanks again for being here. When you think about what's going on right now, There are plenty of baby boomers who have their 401ks and their IRAs, and they've got their valuations. You know, a month ago they were off the charts high, and now they're not so much. Is it appropriate to say to them, folks, you know, forget what those numbers were? They probably were never real unless you decide to cash out, which you could have and turn to cash and paid the taxes on it. But they probably never were real. Maybe where we are right now is more where we ought to be. Is there any justification for talking like that?
There's justification, but stock bear markets are usually not over in a month.
Yeah.
You know, if you look even way back to what might be that seemed like the land of the dinosaurs in 1987, you know, that decline from August to mid-October lasted 2 months, and the decline was 36%. You know, in 2000 to 2002, the decline lasted 7 months, but equities fell 50%, and of course, we all remember 2007 down to 2009. So in my sense, you're right in that there was a lot of excitement, which helped to boost the S&P from a modest number way, way, way back a couple of years ago or even a year ago up to its celestial heights in mid-February. But there's a mania about owning equities in America, and this decline is a sign that maybe persons should be more cautious about being complete enthusiasts in holding it. And let's face it, too, Jim, if we look back to whether it's mid-2015 when the S&P was 2,100 or so, or that 2016 when it was low at 1,800, we still arguably are elevated at 2,400, 2,500 in the S&P. So if we want to make a wager on the long run in the American dream and diversification, you know, there's a good case for owning equities. But in the meantime, the decline probably has some more to run.
Am I correct, though, in telling people, yes, absolutely, own stocks. I'm not saying you not to do that. But don't associate that analysis with as too directly with the real economy. Because I just think that the stock market is its own ecosystem. It is less and less connected to the real economy. What do you think about that? I mean, do it, and it's a marketplace. Take advantage of it, but don't think of it the way you think about your own business. What do you think?
Well, you're right, and you've underlined to me many times that in terms of business in America, the small businesses are huge employers and a huge part of GDP.
Half.
Right?
Yeah, half.
And so focusing on the stock marketplace, you know, S&P, Dow Jones, and so forth, can – even though it's important, can be somewhat misleading. And my suspicion is that over the past decade or two, that equity actions have been somewhat divorced from underlying economic strength. The high prices in stocks have overstated, even though the economy may be good, their real strength in the American economy.
I need to get a quick response from you because I got to go in a second. Do you think the Fed taking extra action again over the weekend, do you think that was wise or panicky? Do you think it's going to create more problems, or are they shooting all their bullets when they're not necessary? What do you think?
I think they shot too many bullets too soon at, with the rate cut. Offering liquidity is fine.
Yeah.
But they showed that they were scared.
Yeah.
And that's not a good sign in a panicky situation.
That's what's scaring the markets right now. Hey, Leo, we always get smarter when you join us. Good job today. Will you come back soon?
You bet, Jim. It's an honor to be on your first-rate show.
Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen, .com on the end of his name, and you'll find a world of knowledge and wisdom. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.